question was asked, if someone has a friend who is a Ger Tzedek, he converted to Judaism, and that friend loses a parent who did not convert to Judaism, how is one supposed to treat that friend, and what's one supposed to say, etc.? How should one approach that? So we have to remember that although we view a person who converted as though he just started life from scratch, he's freshly born, and that has many halachic implications, at the end of the day, a person cannot sever his past. There are facts in the world. He still carries his parents' DNA, and he still is a product of their bringing him to the world, and their bringing him up. And there's a certain element of hakarat tov, of appreciation, that a person owes those people who brought him to the world. We definitely encourage a person to move on in life, and very often if a person develops that relationship with his parents, then that will hinder his continued growth, and that will get in his way, and sometimes it can be extremely detrimental to his marriage and his raising kids, and that's why very often we spend a lot of time thinking how to move forward without hurting the parents. But at the same time, they are still the parents. And when such a person passes away, so it's legitimate and it's right that a person feels bad, a person is hurt, a person participates in ensuring that the parent gets a proper burial and that whatever is necessary gets taken care of. That's part of that karas hatov, it's part of the appreciation a person has to the person who brought him to the world. And the friends should also be there for the person, because emotionally it's still going to be tough. Even though there aren't laws of mourning, nonetheless, friends should be there with their friend and try to help him deal with his pain and his feelings. A person should know that every mitzvah they do and all the positive things they do in life do count towards the merits of the people who brought them here, because at the end of the day, those people did give a person the foundation off of which they grew and did everything that they're doing. And as such, they definitely have a role in a person's growth and in all the kindness that a person does. A person shouldn't deny that. It's the truth. Bottom line, they brought a person to the world, brought him up, took care of them, and now that a person continues, they can't deny what they've received and the foundation they've received, etc. And it's legitimate and correct that a person should mourn the passing of a relative, and it hurts. Just because technically, halachically, we don't have the laws of mourning doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. And that's why friends should be there for a person and help them get through this time. Yeah?
What's the appropriate grieving process for somebody in that position?
First of all, we don't say God forbid about things that are the course of nature. There's a custom that when we comfort a person for the loss of a relative, we wish them, "V'lo tosifu ledava od," you should not continue mourning. We don't say that line if a person's parents are still alive, because the natural process of the world is that a person does have to mourn their parents, and that's we don't wish it too soon on a person, but we do wish it on a person because the alternative is worse for a person to die in their parents' lifetime. You know, course of nature is that that's the way it goes, and that's healthy. The question was, what is the course of grieving? I think that that's pretty individual. A person can take time to reflect, and a person can move forward. There's no specific mitzvah here. There's no shiva. There's an idea of showing respect. The person does deserve that much. And showing respect includes going and ensuring that they get a proper burial, going and ensuring that whatever has to be taken care of as far as dealing with what they left behind, their estate or their will or whatever it is, there's a certain element of derech eretz, of respect that one owes their parents.
You're a Jew now, so... about things like saying Kaddish. There's like, I know a mock locus over there, there are people that say, it doesn't do anything, so don't say it. And they say, if he wants to say it, if the Ger wants to say it, let him say it.
I wasn't aware anyone says to say it.
I was actually going to bring it up, but I also saw there recently.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I saw it in the Penina Lacha.